Right. Well, luckily, it was kind of a random, although I think nothing is random in the world, conversation with Rob. And I had a nurse send me just last week a photo of the box of the vitamin K injection that they give. And then also a different company, she sent a picture of the vial. And this is things that we would never see when we actually go into the doctor's office. Right. We don't see, they don't tell us in the hospital.
It's just natural. It's vitamin K.
Right. Well, on the box, on one of them, because there are two different companies that that make it, well, three, but anyway, this was two of them. The main active ingredient is polysorbate 80, and that is, there are strong links to infertility, to autoimmune issues. Polysorbate 80 is banned in a lot of countries, especially in injectables. And that's the main active ingredient in one of the vitamin K solutions. Mm-hmm. In the other one, on the vial, it says contains no more than 100 milligrams per liter, micrograms per liter of aluminum. And you combine that with the Hep B shot, which is 250 micrograms per liter of aluminum. On day one, our children are getting 350 grams, and if not more. And this is just unheard of. It blows my mind because aluminum has no place in our body. It's a known neurotoxin. It's a heavy metal. It's incredibly difficult to detox from. And we're injecting these into the bloodstream. So it goes straight to the vital organs. It's not like when you ingest something and 60% of it is filtered out through the kidney and the natural detox process. Wow. It goes straight to vital organs. And this is happening on day one. So it's not surprising that the U.S. leads the developed world in infant mortality rates and day one mortality rates. And we seem to think that we have, you know, the best healthcare protocol in the world. And you're not seeing these type of things in other countries. And people need to start questioning this, because what I've really learned doing my research is this is all about profit. It's not about our health. I mean, how can we believe that it's about our health when we have the sickest children? We have the sickest generation of children in our country at the moment.